In January, just weeks after he survived a near-fatal attack on his life and subsequent suicide of his son Gus, Deeds was back at work pushing for mental health reforms. He says that was the best therapy he could ask for.
Nobody lost sight of our incredible needs in the area of mental health. Not this session, not when I was there every day with scars and tears. And my scars aren't going away. I promise you that I've not lost my focus or sense of urgency. Now the real work begins.
He believes reforms are also needed at the federal level, especially with the HIPAA laws that kept him in the dark regarding his son's condition and treatment.
You're welcome to pay the bill, but not to know what's going on with your kid. Your kid might be 25 or 30 years old, but they're still your kid.
Most of all, Deeds wants people to remember Gus, a gifted multi-instrumentalist and former valedictorian, for how he lived and not how he died.
In every sense of the word, my son was my hero. He was a great kid.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.